Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Brent Bowen, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Federation member and farmer from southeastern Oklahoma, had the opportunity to talk with Farm Director Ron Hayes about his recent time with the American Farm Bureau Federation's Livestock Working Group serving on the Poultry Committee. Bowen said one of the biggest issues that all of agriculture has been facing is the labor shortage.
It has been real tough. Let me back up a little bit. All the working groups had a few Zooms together with beef, pork, and kind of, hey, what's some of the things that everybody agrees on, no matter what species that you're a part of. And one of those was the labor issue. And I don't think anybody can argue about, you know, the labor issue from the inception of the pandemic to what's currently happened with, getting folks back to work because the federal government's, paying them not to work, basically. So, I mean, that was across the board, industry, no matter what sector of the industry you're in, that's been an issue. Of course, that's not just agriculture struggling with that, but the poultry side didn't have a resolution or a recommendation because there's kind of going to be a blanket, I guess, thing, you know, of what Farm Bureau's stance on that would be, you know, come convention time.
And what are some of the things that the poultry industry has been working on?
We didn't come up with anything new in our working group. We changed some wording, I think, of some resolutions to make more clarity. And then we emphasized some things that are in current policy. You know, guys had extended layouts between flocks, or even one guy, and then some folks around the country had to euthanize birds, and you know, because it just wasn't a place to go with those birds. And so, you know, all the challenges those guys had to face. And then, you know, the extended layout, if the integrator didn't honor contracts, some of those guys are kind of just left without any forms of income for, you know, periods of time. And then, just trying to get product moving back in the system for the last year. And then, of course, the labor shortage causing issues at plants and having to keep birds in the field longer. And, you know, that turns around and impacts producers because, you know, you got just all your costs just keep going up and birds staying in the field and you're really not making any more money, but your costs are still there.
All the work that Bowen and other committee members has done will help AFBF with their resolutions and policymaking processes at the next AFBF convention. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.